It's like every day, all the time, same old thing. Tend to get stuck in the routine, trying to look for the new scene. No new surprises what the next day will bring. A fork, a knife, a plastic spoon to go with your lunch in the afternoon. Coffee in the morning can get awfully kind of boring if unconsciously performing like a zombie when you're pouring. Must be some way of ensuring that your day could be alluringly rewarding, not conforming like a take cassette recording. But don't fear, cause a bracha is your last chance left to give your habits meaning and to add that zest and feel as great as if you ace your math class test. So sing it if you're also feeling hashtag blessed. A bracha isn't witchcraft. No, it's not a magic spell. Not a simple thank you, but it's also that as well. When we are distracted and things seem like a carousel, a bracha is a chance to realign and make the balance felt. To focus on a mitzvah or a lightning bolt of caramel. Experience the taste and sight and sound and also how it smells. Intense meditation on the present you are now compelled and leaves your soul clean like shampoo and some shower gel. And parallel to that from behind the scenes is a power that no eyes have seen. When you align to combine between speech, mind, and deed, a bracha sent in the heavenly energy by divine decree.
To Hashem.
Take a lesson. When you wait a second just to make a blessing, it will shake the heavens, penetrate your essence, and erase the tension, generate perfection when it's mentioned. And I don't hesitate to mention, it's our own reminder, there's a soul provider that we owe our lives, who brings our soul in line with something so much higher than our own desire, all while you're sitting at the kosher diner.